You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, November 5, 2025. Started from the bottom. Merger of SM Energy and Civitas Resources will propel them higher. Published by Housley Carr. Two Denver-based E&Ps that each started out small but quickly expanded through a series of acquisitions will now combine to form one of the nation's larger crude oil-focused producers. With the planned stock-for-stock merger of SM Energy and Civitas Resources, the pro forma company, which will retain the SM Energy moniker, will be a significant player in the Permian, South Texas, the Denver-Julesburg, or DJ, and the Uinta. In today's RBN blog, we'll discuss the planned combination of these two E&Ps and their rationale for it. We'll start with a look at SM Energy and its history, follow that with a review of Civitas Resources, and then discuss the pro forma's assets and plans. The company now known as SM Energy started out in 1908 as St. Mary Parish Land Company with the aim of acquiring land and mineral rights along the Louisiana coast for farming, cattle ranching, and salt mining. Those efforts didn't amount to much, but in 1938, Texaco made a major oil discovery, later dubbed the Horseshoe Bayou Field, on land it had leased from St. Mary. More leases to oil companies followed, so did more discoveries and the royalties that came with them. In 1978 and 1991, respectively, St. Mary invested in small E&Ps in the Anadarko in Oklahoma and the Williston Basin Bakken in Montana and North Dakota. Those holdings were later divested. In 1992, the company renamed itself St. Mary Land and Exploration, went public and started acquiring other oil and gas assets, including an initial 30,000 acres in the Permian's Midland Basin in 1994. In the early years of the shale revolution, St. Mary bought into the Maverick Basin at the southern edge of the Eagle Ford Shale, mostly in Webb County, Texas, and renamed itself once again, this time to SM Energy. SM Energy's most significant acquisition since then came in 2016 and 2017, when it acquired 65,000 net acres in the Midland Basin in West Texas's Howard and Martin counties for $2.6 billion. In 2023, when it acquired another 29,700 net acres in the Midland, bringing its total there to 111,000 acres, and in 2024, when it bought an undivided 80% interest in XCL Resources oil and gas assets in the Uinta Basin in northeastern Utah for just over $2 billion, Northern Oil and Gas bought the other 20%. See I Want Your Wax for details. In Q3 2025, SM Energy produced an average of 214,000 BOE per day, 53% oil, including 86,000 BOE per day, 26% oil, in South Texas, 82,000 BOE per day, 63% oil, in the Midland, and 46,000 BOE per day, 88% oil, in the waxy crude Uinta. As for Civitas Resources, it was formed in May 2021, when Bonanza Creek Energy and Extraction Oil and Gas, two DJ-focused producers with a combined 425,000 net acres and 117,000 BOE per day of production, announced a $2.6 billion merger of equals and the new company name. The following month, Civitas unveiled plans to acquire another DJ E&P, Crestone Peak Resources, that would increase the company's holdings to more than 500,000 net acres and its production to 160,000 BOE per day. The merger and the Crestone acquisition closed that November. Civitas was just getting started. In March 2022, it closed on the purchase of privately held Bison Oil and Gas II LLC, yet another DJ producer, in a cash, stock and debt assumption deal valued at $346 million. The Bison II acquisition added another 40,000 net acres and 9,000 BOE per day of production, and made Civitas the DJ's second largest producer. In August 2023, Civitas expanded into the Permian with a pair of multi-billion dollar acquisitions that gave it immediate scale in both the Delaware and Midland basins. First, it purchased a portion of Taprock Resources' Delaware Basin assets for $2.45 billion. The assets included about 30,000 net acres, mostly in New Mexico's Eddy and Lee counties, 59,000 BOE per day of production, and 350 or so high-quality drilling locations. Second, Civitas bought Hibernia Resources' Midland Basin assets for $2.25 billion. The assets included about 38,000 net acres in West Texas's Reagan and Upton counties, 41,000 BOE per day of production, and about 450 drilling locations. Another couple of Permian acquisitions followed soon thereafter. In January 2024, Civitas closed on the $2.1 billion purchase of Bensair Energy, which added another 44,000 net acres and 62,000 BOE per day, 50% oil, in the Midland. A year later, it acquired another 19,000 net acres in the southern Midland for about $300 million. Finally, this past August, Civitas announced two deals totaling $435 million, this time to divest non-core assets in the DJ with 12,000 BOE per day of production, a small fraction of the company's Q2 2025 output of 317,000 BOE per day, 47% oil. Of that Q2 production, by the way, 146,000 BOE per day was in the DJ, 45% oil, 113,000 BOE per day in the Midland, 49% oil, and 57,000 BOE per day in the Delaware Basin, 49% oil. All of which brings us to the SM Energy's Civitas merger announced on November 3rd. The deal, which is expected to close in Q1 2026, calls for each common share of Civitas to be exchanged for 1.45 shares of SM Energy. The pro forma company, which will use the SM Energy name, will have an enterprise value of $12.8 billion, including $8 billion in debt from SM Energy and Civitas. It will have 823,000 net acres and 1,476 million BOE of estimated net proven reserves as of year-end 2024, with the Permian position being the cornerstone, according to a jointly issued statement. SM Energy President and COO Beth McDonald, who is expected to succeed retiring SM Energy CEO Herb Vogel on March 1, 2026, said the merger combines two premier operators and establishes a company with transformative scale in the highest return U.S. shale basins. She added, "By combining two complementary portfolios, we expect to unlock significant free cash flow to strengthen our balance sheet, accelerate stockholder returns, and position us for sustainable growth through every cycle." You might want to take a look at Figure 2 in today's blog, which shows SM Energy's current 107,500 acres in the Permian, virtually all of which is in the Midland Basin. It also shows Civitas's 141,000 acres, most of which are either in the Delaware's Eddy and Lee counties in southeastern New Mexico or the Midland's Upton, Reagan, and Glasscock counties in West Texas. Unlike several other acquisitions in the Permian over the past few years, only a small portion of the two companies' acreage is contiguous. SM Energy said it has identified annual synergies totaling $200 million, with upside potential to $300 million, that includes $70 million, $95 million in reduced overhead and general and administrative, or G&A, costs, $100 million, $150 million in lower drilling and completion and operational costs, and $30 million, $55 million in cost of capital savings. The company said these savings are expected to accelerate the merged entity's planned debt reduction from 1.5 times net leverage at the merger's closing to 1.0 times by year-end 2027, assuming $65 per barrel WTI and $3.50 per million BTU Henry Hub. As we noted in our recent blog on E&P debt and oil price sensitivity, both SM Energy and Civitas have relatively high debt-to-capital ratios, and, using a metric developed by our friends at Oil and Gas Financial Analytics LLC, are more sensitive to changes in crude oil prices than many of their peers. During a merger-related call with analysts, McDonald said, "While we are encouraged that leverage is at a manageable level, we will seek to reduce debt faster through opportunistic asset sales at the appropriate time." However, she declined to say which assets might end up on the block. Asked about production growth, CEO Vogel said free cash flow generation is the driver. "Production is not an input or a goal, it's an output of that maximization, and it's driven by commodity price and commodity price mix." That approach, he said, has been very successful for us in achieving our targets on the debt side, free cash flow generation and return of capital. So that's the way to look at it. Don't think of production targets, think of maximizing free cash generation. To sum up, the planned merger of SM Energy and Civitas Resources helps maintain the pace of upstream M&A that's been part and parcel of the E&P sector through the first half of the 2020s. It will give the combined company more scale, especially in the Permian, but with about 250,000 BOE per day of pro forma production there, it will still be far smaller than regional giants like ExxonMobil and Chevron, whose Q3 2025 production averaged about 1.7 million barrels per day and 1.1 million barrels per day, respectively. Started from the Bottom was written by Drake, Noah Forty Shabib, and Michael Coleman. It appears as the third song on Drake's third studio album, Nothing Was the Same. Drake was involved in a studio session with rapper Future, who used the term "Start It From the Bottom" to their engineer, referring to listening to a playback of a song from the beginning. Drake modified that too, started from the bottom, and used that for the title and chorus of the song. The song also features a sample of Ambescent's Piano and Drones, one by Bruno Sanfilippo. Released as the album's first single in February 2013, it went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Songs chart and number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It was nominated for Best Rap Record at the 2014 Grammy Awards, and has been certified 8X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Personnel on the record were Drake, vocals, programming, production, Michael Kahn, programming, Luke Levea, programming, and Noah 40 Shabib, keyboards, programming, sampling. Nothing Was the Same was recorded in 2012-13 at the Geo Studio in Santa Clarita, California, the Yolo Estate in Marvin's Room in Los Angeles, Jungle City in New York City, Metalworks in Mississauga, Ontario, Tree Sound in Atlanta, and Noble Street in Toronto. Produced by Noah 40 Shabib, Boy Wonder, DJ Dahl, Drake, Jordan Evans, Hagler, Key Wayne, Mandy Jordan, Mike Zombie, 1985, and Sampha. The LP was released in September 2013. It went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 7X Platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. Drake, Aubrey Drake Graham, is a Canadian rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor. His professional career began when he starred as Jimmy Brooks on the CTV television teen drama series, Degrassi, The Next Generation, 2001-08. He began his music career by releasing independent mixtapes. Signing with Young Money Entertainment in 2009, he released his debut album, Thank Me Later, in 2010. Drake has released 8 studio albums, 3 compilation albums, 5 EPs, and 189 singles, and has sold more than 170 million records worldwide. He has appeared in 23 television shows and 12 films. He still records and tours. It is rumored that Drake may appear with Bad Bunny at the 2026 Super Bowl.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.